The humiliation of being locked in chastity. What would a chastity pet do? You know that I'm just as much of a humiliation goddess, a humiliatrix, as I am a cock tease, don't you? Hell, I even have a cock tease mission statement. And part of being a cock tease is locking addicted strokers like you in chastity. And I really enjoy it, of course. I find desperate men and cage their cocks. Then I make them do terribly degrading things to get out. So tell me, my newest chastity pet, chastity pet in waiting, what humiliating things are you going to do so I'll unlock your cock? Stroke for me? Really? That's the most degrading, humiliating thing you can think of. Please. I have 20 men call me a day wanting to stroke for their mistress under their mistress's guided masturbation instructions. And it's not humiliating in the least. Most men like it. You know, even when I laugh at their tiny, pathetic little appendix, it just seems to make them harder and cause them to stroke even faster. No, if you want to get out, you'd better come up with something else. Humiliation ideas. You'll eat your own cum. Well, that is a bit better, but I really don't think that's enough. Not enough embarrassment for you. How about we go a step further and you will eat cum and eventually you'll eat yours? But what about if you eat one of my other slaves' cum? Like one of my bulls. And how about you get it straight from the tap? That's right, my little cock-locked pet. If you want to get out of that cage, I want you to suck cock for me right up until he unloads in that virgin mouth of yours. That ought to be humiliating enough, at least for this time. This is Mistress Christine, and you can reach me at 800-601-6975 and check out my blog at mistressphonesexcalls.com.